You're listening to SBS News.
The overall COVID-19 case numbers in Victoria continue to trend downwards, and Premier Daniel Andrews says plans will be released this Sunday for how the state will go about gradually easing its restrictions.
Another week's data is critically important to make sure that the strategy continues to work and for us to have a better sense of how long it's going to take to drive these numbers down to very, very low numbers so that they can be contained and controlled without the need to put restrictions back on over not just weeks and months, but over a longer period, finding that COVID normal and locking that in for many months. That's the aim. That's what the strategy is working toward.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg called for Victoria to release its plan with the current restrictions in place until September 13. Melbourne is in a Stage 4 lockdown with nightly curfews, while regional Victoria is under less stringent Stage 3 restrictions. Mr. Frydenberg told SBS News Victoria's management of COVID-19 represents the biggest public health policy failure by a state government in living memory.
So whether it's the litany of failures on quarantine, whether it's the testing and tracing, which is not up to the standard of other states, whether it's the rejection of the Defence Force personnel that were on offer from the Commonwealth, there has been mistakes in Victoria. This has to be the biggest public policy failure by a state government in living memory.
During his COVID-19 update, Premier Andrews says he's too focused on the job to be engaging in any way with Josh Frydenberg.
I'm not here to argue with Josh Frydenberg. I haven't got time to have an argument with him or a debate or even a discussion. I'm very focused on getting the job done.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Josh Frydenberg's strident attack on Victoria needs to be seen in the context of what will be dire national accounts figures being released this Wednesday.
Well, it's nothing but a really transparent attempt to distract people from the Treasurer's own failings on the economy. And we've got the national accounts out this week, which will show the biggest contraction in the economy of all time. And Josh Frydenberg is trying to point the finger and shift the blame for the fact that he doesn't have a jobs plan to deal with it.
Victoria recorded 73 new cases and a total of 41 deaths. 33 of those new deaths are being called historical, as they occurred over several recent weeks but have just been identified as COVID-linked. Victorian authorities say 22 of them took place in the weeks leading up to August 27 and were only reported to the Victorian Health Department yesterday. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says there are Commonwealth and state reporting obligations and there was a need to reconcile the numbers.
I don't expect a number anywhere near, close to 41 to occur again, but we will continue to reconcile with the Commonwealth numbers and to have a single source of truth in terms of reporting that.
Hundreds of elderly Australians have now died of COVID-19, and aged care lobby groups and unions say the sector is still chronically underfunded. The Health Services Union, which represents aged care workers, says $20 billion is needed over the next 4 years to lift the quality of aged care. The Council on the Ageing says overall staffing levels need to increase. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck says the sector will receive $563 million, and part of that funding is to lock in what's called the Single Site Worker Program. It's designed to stop aged care staff working at multiple aged care homes to try to avoid mass outbreaks caused by an infected worker spreading the virus at more than one nursing home. Senator Colbeck says he believes most workers covered by that agreement are complying.
My understanding is that predominantly the workers that are covered by that agreement are working based on one worker, one site. Unfortunately, we don't hold the data with relation to that. That's held by the providers themselves, so we don't actually hold that data. Based on my conversations with the sector, they're working extremely hard to do that.
New South Wales reported 10 cases, four of which were locally acquired and linked to Sydney's CBD cluster. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's relieved that cluster has been contained.
It's pleasing to know that our fears about the CBD cluster have yet not materialised, in that it's been contained. And I want to thank, to this point in time, and I want to thank our health officials in particular for being so diligent, because potentially that could have seen a number of more cases. We're not out of the woods yet in relation to that cluster, but it's pleasing to know that the rates of community transmission are not as bad as what we'd first anticipated, given the potential for the virus to spread amongst people coming into the city from various different locations.
Queensland has recorded just one more case of COVID-19, and the state government believes a cluster in the state's southeast is now under control. All of the state's 27 currently active cases are connected to the cluster at Queensland's Corrective Services Academy in Wacol and the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre, with no further community transmission detected. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.